Across the country, the mining industry is on high alert to prevent any chance of an on-site outbreak of COVID-19. Hundreds of FIFO workers across Western and Northern Australia are hunkering down with strict new border restrictions in place, preventing many of them from returning to their home states. In central Queensland, though, it's a different story. The Shire of Isaac is home to 26 coal mines employing thousands of workers, many of whom continue to travel back and forth from their home bases around the state. The continuing movement of workers is causing anxiety in regional communities that support the mines, so is enough being done to protect locals? Kelly Vivi is the Deputy Mayor of the Isaac Regional Council and joins us tonight. Kelly, thanks for your time.
Hi, good evening.
Non-residential workers continue to flock to mines in your region. How worried are locals on the ground?
Oh, look, as you can imagine, there's a lot of anxiety on the ground out here, and you can feel it rising in the community. And you know, we can definitely see rising out on the mine sites. And I think it's because we do know that a lot of those that are flying in are coming in from southeast Queensland, where over 80% of Queensland COVID-19 cases are. And we're still seeing a lot of movement from the 13,500 workers we have coming in and out of the Bowen Basin. And, you know, obviously we need to see people stop and settle.
Okay, I understand last week, just outside of your area, a Rockhampton-based mine worker tested positive for COVID-19. Has that ramped up anxiety in the community?
I think it ramps up anxiety, and I think we're always wondering if we're getting the full story. You know, we're also really conscious that what we're being told so far in terms of directive is that we'll have a response after there's an untraceable community case. And you know, our communities don't think that that's good enough, and we don't think it's good enough to protect the jobs in the mining sector, you know, to come in with an after-the-fact plan. We see what happens out here every flu season, and we simply can't afford an outbreak. It'll shut down our communities, and it will shut down the mining sector.
Have you taken your concerns to the state government, and what kind of response are you getting?
Oh, look, yeah, we've definitely had many conversations, particularly with Minister Lynham. Mining companies out here have been asked to put protocol plans in place and site by site, and we're being directed to discuss these with every mining company. And we, you know, that's pretty unreasonable. We don't think in the middle of a global pandemic we should be debating with every multinational over 26 protocol plans for 26 mines. We're definitely calling on the state government to set clear and consistent directives to these companies to reduce the mass movement of workers while we ride this out.
How about social distancing techniques or measures on site? Is that going on?
Oh, look, it's good to see some protocols put in place in the mining sector. But I think, you know, if temperature testing and self-distancing were foolproof, I think every gym and beautician and restaurant in Australia would be doing it and that'd be open. We know, and we're being told, that to reduce the risk, we have to drastically reduce the mass movement of people. And that's what we're calling on the state government to set the standard in the mining sector. And we need to set it to be preventative and not after an outbreak occurs.
It's a really vexed issue, isn't it? Kelly, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Kelly Vivi, who's the Deputy Mayor of the Isaac Regional Council.